expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Welcome to Generation Talk Radio. I am your host, Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers, where we are here live every Wednesday at 9 a.m. embracing aging right here on KCNR 1460 AM. You can join us in the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call during the show if you have any questions or comments at 605-4567. You can also follow me on Facebook, Generations Talk Radio, where I'm posting usually every Tuesday who my Wednesday guest will be. If you happen to miss a show and want to listen, we do have those available archived at generationstalkradio.com. So thanks for joining me today. My guest this morning is Brian Garber, and he is from Physical Therapy and Balance Centers, and we're going to be chatting about, we have so much to talk about, but specifically mobility issues, physical therapy, when you need it, why you need it, how to keep your aging loved one more independent in their home. All of the different wonderful, amazing things that they offer in their location. And they're actually right by me on Larkspur Lane. So I was able to go down to their location yesterday and get a tour and learn about some of the amazing things they have going on down there. So welcome, Brian.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thanks for joining me today.
Right on.
So as we kind of start talking, and let's go through some of the reasons people should care about mobility. You have some statistics there, I think.
Yeah,
let's chat about some of that.
A third of the population over 65 fall each year. So it's important as far as mobility and for balance. That way when we're looking as far as stepping up onto a curb, for instance, or taking the stairs, having that flexibility available in our legs and our hips is definitely important. And we can avoid a lot of falls that way.
Mm-hmm.
Going in and out of the grocery store, transfers from cars, very important. That way we have our balance, too. So we look at those things as far as an assessment, and then we deal with them.
Yeah, I will say I've had, in 14 years, at least 10 clients fall out in public with a curb situation where it's dark, maybe dusk, vision's impaired. I read somewhere, I don't know if this is true, but more people fall going up one step or down a step than even a flight of stairs because you tend to not be as focused on the one step, where if you're going up like a flight of stairs,
definitely,
you tend to like really hold on and really take your time, where that one step like down into like a sunken living room or something like that can be super dangerous.
And it's unexpected, mm-hmm. A lot of that stuff, and it happens with flexibility, that improper mobility,
mm-hmm.
Being able to get the foot up high enough to, get the heel down.
That's right.
And that transfer.
Mm-hmm.
So those transitions, if the flexibility is not there, then that there's an issue. Something
mm-hmm.
could happen bad.
And I'm reading your notes. And every 13 seconds, an older adult is treated in an emergency room for a fall.
Yes.
So this is I think this is like, I know with my clients, that's the biggest fear with the family and them is this fall. This fall can I have a gal right now who's 100 years old who just is healing 6 broken ribs who fell. I've had, the hip fractures, broken arms, obviously, the hip fracture is one of the more serious ones that we always worry about. But any of these, any fall, once you have the fall, you go to the hospital, you're laying down, complications happen, pneumonia can happen, other medical issues flare up. So we want to avoid it if at all possible. Every 20 minutes, an older adult dies from a fall. Falls are the leading cause of both fatal and non-fatal injuries among older adults. In 2013, 2.5 million non-fatal falls among older adults were treated in emergency rooms. The financial toll by 2020 will be $67.7 billion. And most fractures among older adults are caused by falls. So this is why I think this show is so important. And those of you that listen on a regular basis know, in my experience in home care for 14 years, one of my goals is always to educate all of you before the issue so we can, or if the issue happens, at least you have a plan on how to get back your independence or help your loved one get back their independence. And so that's why I really wanted to have Brian on today. I want to say that the doctor, Dr. Dale Little, wasn't able to make it on the show this morning. He had new patients, which is great. He is the doctor of physical therapy and the owner of Physical Therapy and Balance Center. He has his Bachelor of Science degree in physical therapy from California State University, Chico. He's an orthopedic clinical specialist and certified manual therapist, doctor of physical therapy from the University of St. Augustine, Florida. And he's a great guy. I got to interact with him a little bit yesterday. He had a new patient intake when I was getting my tour, but very personable guy, very client focused, does an amazing job there. And then, Brian, what is your role kind of in the business as well?
I'm actually the physical therapist technician or aide. So we do a lot of this as far as the exercise programming. We work with the patients hand-on, like as far as getting them warmed up, mm-hmm. And the direct care of the physical therapist. So it's all within the plan designed actually for as far as the exercise programming and things like that designed through the physical mm-hmm. therapist.
So Dale will put it together, and you're kind of implementing it when they come in.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, as far as going over technique, too, and then making sure that the posture and that the muscles they're working are properly mm-hmm. worked, you know, as far as going through the program.
And would you say, how long have you guys been open there now?
Two years now.
2 years, yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you say, are you primarily treating seniors? Is that your largest segment of
I would
clients?
Say predominantly, uh-huh. we see a lot of people over 65.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, we cater to a lot of different, you know, race too. You get a lot of work-related injuries, anything that's happening sports-specific.
Mm-hmm.
Or if people just want to generally improve, you know, sports-specific, if they want to get better at something.
Right.
You know, and target, hey, how can I mm-hmm. get those gains? How do I get those edges?
And of course, if they've had a surgery, mm-hmm. they would be able to, like a shoulder surgery or something. So you probably have some recuperative stuff like that.
Definitely.
Yeah. On the senior side of it, how many ballparking, like what percent do you think are fall related people or some just kind of rehabbing from something else? Is a large portion of it that they've had a fall?
No, we have a lot of people, too, dealing with vestibular, mm-hmm. so balance issues mm-hmm. Is correlation, too. You know, getting up, those transitions, too, from mm-hmm. going from the floor to seated, even from seated to standing. Mm-hmm. Some people have those dizzy spells,
mm-hmm.
you know, that we can really kind of assess and find out, you know, and develop a program for
right.
them to really help them, and, you know, it benefits them quite a bit.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things that we were talking, you know, before we got on air this morning about is, you know, the reason this show is so important, and we're going to talk throughout this hour about all of the things that make Physical Therapy and Balance Center unique, because they definitely have some amazing programs there that I have never seen before that are just super unique to their facility. But, you know, when people want to stay in their homes, and most of the people that I talk to do, if you can't, you know, if you're not mobile and able to assist with a transfer, my agency and no agency can care for you. We don't have caregivers that can lift dead weight. So it's super important if you have an aging loved one who you're noticing that decline in mobility, maybe nothing huge has happened. They're just sitting in their chair a lot, sitting in their recliner a lot, not really getting out walking. And you, because, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Yes.
Which is totally true. Especially as we age, you know, there's natural osteoporosis and other things that are naturally happening that we have to constantly be working to combat. And, you know, my staff can't come in and care for somebody who, you know, legs are giving out, has so many balance problems, they may fall into my caregiver, knock them down. You know, when I go out to take on a new client, I'm assessing all of that to decide if this is a safe situation for my people. So if you're listening to this show, and we're going to take a break here in a second and come back, and I want to talk about the SOS.
No, definitely.
And there's a YouTube channel, and you can see how this piece of equipment works. But I'm super excited about it. I have had a really good friend of mine whose father utilized your agency and had is back home after he was told he probably wouldn't be able to go back home. And so we're going to take a short break and come right back with more Generations Talk Radio right after this.
Awesome. I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your smile. You're all I've ever wanted. My arms are open wide.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and iSeries bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shoppe.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank. And I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit. Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back to Generations Talk Radio. I am your host, Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Joining me in the studio today is Brian Garber, a PT technician with Physical Therapy and Balance Center. Thanks for joining me, Brian.
Thank you for having me.
So one of the things that we were talking about before the break, and I was so impressed with this when I went in and got a tour yesterday, and Brian was able to show me around a little bit, is they have what they call the acronym is SOS, but it's short for Solo Step.
Oh, it's safety overhead system.
Oh, safety overhead system.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like a trapeze thing, but that's what I would say. But why don't you describe it a little bit for everybody?
So what it is, it's actually a rail system that runs from the ceiling, and it's attached with a rope, and we basically carry it. It's almost like a climbing equipment that you would see, like if you go out to crags. It's a H harness that we buckle you into, and we have various sizes. You know, not one size fits all, but we definitely have that rail system to where we can work a lot of gait movement and posture. So when we're working in a safe environment, that way if a fall does occur, they're suspended in the air.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of, if you've ever seen a zip line or anything like that, kind of that concept, but we're attached and we're not going to hit the floor. So.
Yeah, and I love this because, and I see this out with my folks too, is that posture, I mean, part of the balance issue is your posture. If you're stooped over or looking down your neck and your shoulders and all of that, then you're forward leaning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really tough, I think, in a walker scenario, which is what a lot of physical therapy is, right, is to mm-hmm. get them to stand straight, where this is like the safe space that I just can't even, and again, my friend Naomi, her dad had a heart attack and went through some issues and was almost on comfort care, and we brought him up here, had a great experience at Vibra. and then ended up coming to see you guys and is back home and living independently now and just had an amazing recovery through and through this. And so this this SOS system eliminates the fear of falling down, gives patients a boost of confidence, allows patients to challenge themselves with advanced therapies, creates a safe environment for balance, strength, and gait training. And you guys don't, they're not just walking. You're putting stuff in their path.
Yeah, I like to talk to our patients, you know, and talk to them as far as, hey, what does an average day look like for you? Do you have a dog? Do you take them out in the morning to walk? Or are you transferring? Are you getting in and out of cars? Curbs, do you see curbs? Do you go from your lawn to the pavement? I mean, these surfaces are always different. So we definitely want to give them the best feel that they possibly can on their day-to-day basis. That way they get good at it. And then they have that confidence, and that, you know, they feel, you know, that confidence gives them a little bit more of independence. So,
so what kind of stuff do you put down there in their walkway?
We use hurdles. So for stepping up on curbs, looking at steps, that's a big factor when it comes to fall risks. We look at, as far as surfaces, people lose instability. You get a lot of ankle sprains because of the soil being, you know, loose and wet, you know, from a sprinkler or a rain, you know, there's things that, you know, as far as movement patterns, making sure that that gait, you know, is performing the way it should be. Mm-hmm. And there's no imbalances that way when we are walking and we go to turn suddenly, it's not just in one direction. Most incidents, I would say, usually occur not in the sagittal plane where you're walking front, you know, front to back, but it usually happens in the transverse or in the frontal plane.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is moving from side to side or in twisting facet where I'm rotating.
Right.
So, but yeah, we look at those. So we train in every plane. It's not just, you know,
the sagittal
plane.
So this is perfect for like a someone who's, you know, having some balance issues.
Definitely.
This is the perfect. And the other thing I loved when I was there yesterday is even on the treadmill, they can be harnessed in with this system, but they're just above the treadmill. So they can actually get that feeling of walking.
Well, it also helps out the doctor, too, when we're looking as far as a gait assessment. You know, what's going on from the foot and ankle, the knees, the hips, all the way up through the back and their shoulder girdle. So we can get a better look at how they're moving, and then we can make, you know, adjustments as far as to help them out.
Yeah, so you're, so you get, let's say you get this person who, you know, had a fall, you know, let's say they didn't break anything, but they've been very weak and dizzy and balanced. So you guys kind of have, you would do that assessment. You're like, okay, so we're going to start them here. And then you guys already know through these visits, like what equipment you're going to put them on. There's a whole plan of like, we can't do this yet, but we're going to start them here. And when they hit a certain, you know, milestone here, then we move them to this machine kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Everything's off progression. It starts, you know, from the initial when you're looking at as far as the visit when he's there. He will work with them, I would say, as far as finding out directly what the problem is. And then, you know, at that point we make a design a program to benefit to where they can alleviate the pain. The pain is usually the factor that sends most people there. Like, I can't stand it. It hurts. It's bothering me. So at that point, it's like, hey, how do we do, what do we do to relieve pain, you know, at that point? And then we design the program to keep it consistent to where, hey, they're going to keep their posture to where they're not going to go back into those pressures of pain.
So, yeah, and then, and it is hard to do physical therapy when something's hurting you. And this is why, you know, when we get asked, well, can you put together an exercise plan for my mom? I'm like, we're not physical therapists. I'm not trained on how to deal with your dad and his issues and his age. And sometimes you need to work through the pain, and sometimes you can't. Sometimes it's dangerous. That's a symptom of your body saying, okay, something's off. We need to strengthen something else, right? Before we can. So you guys are so good at doing that. That's the professionals. That's where you guys come in. It's like, yeah, we don't want to like push someone through some hip pain until we know exactly what's causing it.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I will say, like with the balance issues, a lot. You know, we deal with a lot of UTIs, and UTIs. One of the first symptoms I notice is, which is urinary tract infection, is loss of balance and loss of coordination. And then you're dealing with a setback, a fall. You're trying to get this medical issue fixed. So, and that now it doesn't take a lot when you're 80 or 90. If you've been, you know, off for 2 or 3 weeks, now we've had a setback. And so many times we're not going to talk about insurance too much because we're not experts on that. But oftentimes Medicare will cover PT if you can show some type of decline and your doctor writes a prescription. And you guys will help them figure out if it can be covered. That's something you guys will work with them on.
Yes, mm-hmm. We actually will do a complimentary assessment, and that kind of puts a package together for the physician or the doctor to kind of give them an overview of what's going on with the patient. Mm-hmm. That way that they're, you know, it gives them the go-ahead for PT, mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, so if you're listening and you think, oh, my gosh, this sounds like, you know, something that my loved one could benefit from, if you just need to call over there, 605-4422, and make an appointment because, you know, they have clients and you may not just be able to walk in and get this 15-minute assessment. If you call, then Dale can, you know, block off 15 minutes for you, and then he'll do this fall risk assessment with you, and that can help build, like Brian said, build the case for your doctor. Because oftentimes, I mean, they're happy to write the prescription if they can see that you've had some type of setback that therapy will cover. I mean, that you've paid into Medicare. I always tell clients, you know, utilize that. And from a different point, as a taxpayer, I'd much rather have you use your Medicare dollars and prevent the fall than be facing what we said, the $67.7 billion by 2020 of us paying for the fall after the fact with surgeries and rehab stays and all of the care that goes along with that.
It's all bad news.
Yeah,
too.
It's all bad news. We want to avoid the fall. And some of the other things we want to talk about, I mean, so you guys have the SOS system, which is great, the harness thing, which is, I think, and that's nothing that they can get in Reading.
No.
You're the only place that has this. Mm-hmm. Where's the next place, the nearest place that would have something like this?
For me, I could honestly, I don't, probably Sacramento would probably be the best.
Southern California? Yeah, Southern California.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is something so unique to our area that I really, again, I think, and not to say that there isn't other great physical therapy places in town, but this is what sets physical apart, because if you're trying to improve that posture and you're trying to improve that balance, it's really tough to do that. I mean, people aren't safe. Mm-hmm. They don't feel safe to stand up straight.
Yep.
Where this is that harness, which, you know, have you had people, like, are they scared first?
When they get in there, but we tell them to slouch into the harness, that way they can feel,
right,
you know, hey, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah,
at that point, it's, yeah, their confidence, mm-hmm, actually, it bumps up, mm-hmm, you know, quite a bit. And they're a little bit more adamant of, you know, getting into a program.
Right.
Like, hey, I want to. It's a curiosity thing, but it's definitely, you know, it's enticing. They like it.
And before we got on the air, I was lucky enough to see this YouTube video. And for those of you listening, I mean, it really almost brings tears to your eyes. And it's this man named Peter, and he's in his early 90s, and it shows like a time-lapse progression of him when he first started his therapy to when he got done. And you can actually they can search Peter at...
At physical, yeah.
Peter at physical, which physical is spelled F-Y-Z-I-C-A-L. And Peter at F-Y-Z-I-C-A-L. And it's, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I literally, like, if you just need to, like, have a lift up in your mood today.
It's a motivating video.
Yeah.
It's definitely exciting.
I mean, you can see, and, you know, in your 90s, and, you know, I remember, like, 5 or 6 years ago, I heard the statistic that Medicare was trying to show that after a certain age, physical therapy quit working. They wanted to be able to say, we don't pay for it after you turn a certain age because it doesn't really work anymore. Well, they got up to like over 100 years old and abandoned their own study because it didn't matter how old you were. If you participate and if you do therapy, you will have improvement. And I think this is where, like, you know, our generation, our age, you know, I'm in my 40s, you know, we're at the gym, we're being physical. But you get, you know, into your, you know, 70s and 80s, I mean, the gym atmosphere may not be what you need anymore, but definitely physical activity is still important. Therapy is still important. These are things that we don't outgrow.
Yeah, and they do. This day and age now, which is something that, you know, and I've been in the fitness industry for quite a while, and I see it now, they have it's a Silver and Fit program.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a lot of insurance companies will cover that. I know a few local fitness centers here that actually will carry the Silver and Fit program.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there is some things there for, you know, for people over 65, you know, so it's definitely, there are gatherings and there are people, mm-hmm, that, you know, so that still support that, which is something... You know, when in the 90s and in the early 2000s, they weren't doing things like that.
The baby boomers now have got us on it.
Yeah. So,
and,
which is cool.
And when we, after this break, I want to talk with Brian about, in his experience, what can we be looking for with our parents? What kinds of things can we be encouraging them to do? preventing the fall and preventing the issue. And so we're going to talk about that more right after this. Stay tuned.
Don't go changing to try and please me.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. Mm-hmm. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, April 20th, from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Oliver, the award-winning musical adaptation of the classic Dickens novel, springs to life at the Cascade Theater with some of the most memorable characters and songs ever to hit the stage. April 19th to the 22nd and 26th to the 29th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade box office by calling 243-8877 and online at cascadetheater.org.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Welcome back to Generations Talk Radio. I am your host, Sharon Clark. We are here every Wednesday at 9 live, where we are embracing aging. If you want to join us in the chat room, it's kcnr1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567 if you have any questions for me or my guest, Brian, who's a PT technician with Physical Therapy and Balance Center. So, Brian, we've been talking about falls and family members and helping our aging loved ones. What are some things that, you know, if someone's listening to the show right now, that they, what kind of activity should they be encouraging their parent to do? And what kinds of things, if their parent can't do, would maybe then make this a good referral for you guys?
20 minutes of activity a day is ideal, you know, just to stay healthy, moving, getting good range of motion. That's ideal. Some people's lifestyles, you know, especially with this day and age with technology, the technology boom, we find ourselves seated a lot.
Sedentary a lot, yes.
So it's, and then the TV, you know, and then the cell phones. Like I said, there's a lot of distractions out there. But the thing that I always tell people is that you got to take care of your star player, and that's you, you know. And when you're looking at that, you know, you're what makes things work, you know, as far as, and if you're a member of the family and they rely on you, then that's very important, you know, that you're healthy and that you're moving, you know, you're moving how you should be on a day-to-day basis, because people, you know, count on you. And it's a dignity thing, too, for a lot of people, you know, being able to do things on their own. So it's very important when we're looking at these things, you know, it's a big part of your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. You know? And I think so that 20 minutes a day could be just walking.
Mm-hmm.
I have people that just walk through around the island. But because it could be there's more fall risks walking outside. But then again, that's stuff that you guys could work on them with if they wanted to walk outside and be more safe.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because I think a lot of people, a lot of the family members go, oh, Dad's 85. He's lived his life. He doesn't feel like doing it. I don't want to push him. He doesn't really want to exercise anymore. But it will be your problem. You know, I mean, at some point, something's going to happen, and not only do you bounce back slower because you weren't in good physical shape going in. I mean, the statistics we had earlier was, a third of this population is going to fall this year over 65. So your odds are 1 in 3 you're going to have a fall. So are you going to be prepared for that fall? Are you going to be fit and strong so that you hopefully don't injure yourself in the fall? Or are you going to end up having, you know, some major setback?
Yeah. No, definitely.
What else can people be looking for? Like, what are some of the hazards maybe at home that they should be watching for that you kind of see the trip and fall stuff that results in PT with you guys?
There's been, you know, incidences where stuff's out of place. You know, mm-hmm. Navigating a room is very important. Knowing where things are at, and especially at that age, you know, anything 65 and older, you want to be able to see what's going on, you know, where things are at in the room. Mm-hmm. If you have animals, another one is a big, you know, animals, children. Children get underneath your legs, mm-hmm. underneath your feet. So do animals, you know, and they are a tripping hazard. Mm-hmm. So, and being able to react and respond to that all deals with posture,
mm-hmm.
and how we react with the spinal alignment, you know, and being able to respond to those instances. Mm-hmm. That way we don't fall and hurt ourselves.
I've had a couple family members get mom a puppy, and I'm like, couldn't we do a rescue dog? Because, you know, the puppy is just not. I've had a couple injuries with the puppy. And you're right, having the pathways clear, the clutter issue. Again, we have people that have, you know, been through the depression. They saved everything. They've got, like, little pathways through their home. But that's a huge fall risk for people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, definitely. Mm-hmm. You know, just even things that are out of place, you know, people have routines. And
mm-hmm.
and if they're used to something and they walk out the door and something's there, you know.
Right.
It could be the newspaper that trips you up, you know, just checking the newspaper in the morning.
I've had two people fall bending over to get the newspaper. Is that something, too, when they're in your place, will you do, like, a bend-over therapy, too, with them to, like picking up things? Is that something you guys do?
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. I like looking at an overhead squat assessment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's depending. But also, we also use the table, too, you know, as far as for safety. That way, when we're going into deceleration, you know, if with the hips,
mm-hmm.
that we're able to do it in a safe facet, too. And then we also look at, you know, hey, what's going on with their flexibility? Can they do that properly? Mm-hmm. You know, and can they perform that activity?
And might you say, you know, this is probably not a safe thing you should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
There could be a time where you're like, hey, get one of those grabbers.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll let them know, definitely. Like, we don't see this as a safe thing for you to do at this point or maybe ever.
Yes. No, there's definitely mm-hmm. some limitations. Mm-hmm. But then also, I mean, people, you know, with scoliosis or spinosis, you know, mm-hmm. when you're looking at those type of things. Yeah, we want to be very careful with those patients, too.
Right. I had my grandmother actually fractured her back gardening.
Mm-hmm.
These older women, we didn't know about, you know, osteoporosis and breastfeeding and calcium deficiencies and all these things that we know that we women now can take care of. But I've had many clients just sit mm-hmm. to a chair and primarily women and have a back fracture. And so I imagine you guys are really careful with that kind of stuff. There's only so much you can do.
Mm-hmm.
But again, having a strong core and having strong legs and having good balance, mm-hmm. you're going to hopefully minimize what could happen.
And with resistance programming, like we were talking about, it does help out with bone density.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the risk of osteoporosis when we do add resistance, you know, with weights or, you know, if we work with our own body weight, by that means bands, resistance, tubing. I mean, there's a whole array of modalities out there,
mm-hmm.
but the bottom line is it's supporting bone density. So it's going to really help out with, you know, keeping your bones a lot stronger as mm-hmm. you age.
Yeah, and if you're just joining us, I want to say again that if you have a loved one who you feel would benefit from some work at Physical Therapy and Balance Center, you can call and make an appointment for a free fall risk assessment. 605-4422, and Dr. Dale Little will block off some time for you and do that assessment and arm you with the paperwork to take to the physician to hopefully get it covered by your health insurance or Medicare. So I highly recommend it. I mean, I've seen so many clients benefit from ongoing physical therapy, and it could be something that you do for a while and it's covered, and it could be something that you continue to pay for after it's not, just because it's just a great way to keep your loved one healthy and at home. And trust me, you know, you look at the investment into something like this versus, you know, home care and having aides have to come in and do things for your loved one that they can't do anymore. I mean, to me, to have the quality of life and the independence is well worth it.
Oh, yeah.
And so I want to talk a little bit about the pain management stuff that you guys have going on. And I saw both of these, I guess, devices yesterday when I was there. So one is a medical wave therapy and one is a deep tissue therapy. These are both like a privately paid for option for pain management, but they can get their first session free. Mm-hmm. And then you guys have packages and stuff that you can talk to, so they can kind of try it out. So that, let's talk about the medical wave one first. So the medical wave therapy works for neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, elbow pain, wrist pain, hand pain, hip pain, hamstring pain, knee pain, heel pain, and foot pain. So mm-hmm. basically any joint, really.
Yeah, it's definitely, yeah. It works with mm-hmm. a lot of things, arthritic, if you got a joint pain, post, even if it's been, you know, post-surgical or anything mm-hmm. like that, at that point, yeah, we can kind of help out and, you know, speed up the recovery mm-hmm. process for healing, which is really neat, too. Muscle pains, strains, anything with that really helps aid in the, you know, as far as the healing process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's the delivery and everything as far as what you want there is increased vascularity and circulation, but it's also breaking down what they call scar tissue or adhesions, mm-hmm. which are those, it almost feels like beef jerky instead of steak, right?
Right, okay.
Muscle tissue.
Mm-hmm.
So it breaks those up and it supplies that tissue with ATP, which is adenosine triphosphate, which maximizes the cell volume, which mm-hmm. helps out hydration and pushes out lactic acid and nitrous oxide as far as the bad stuff that's getting into the
tissue.
So this
is like a, so it's like a wave that comes through you. So you're like kind of putting it on them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like coming through like a wave thing.
Does that
hurt at all?
It's a little bit more aggressive. I would say it's a pulse.
Okay,
so
it's a pulse.
A pulse wave.
Okay.
But, yes, it's definitely something you will feel,
mm-hmm.
you know, as far as the – it's it, depending on – we have different settings, too, to mm-hmm. where we can run it, you know, to maximize, like, it's getting deeper. And we look at the spine, too. They have spinal settings, and they also have different settings to where we can look as far as the tissue, if it's a big mass – or if it's a smaller muscle, mm-hmm. we can really kind of pinpoint those mm-hmm. those areas
right.
of concern, you know, which is definitely causing pain, and we can alleviate those stresses.
And of course, you know, you will feel it, but of course you're in pain. So you're like, okay, I can handle yep. this to relieve my pain over here, you
definitely.
Know, because, I mean, and I have, you know, and unfortunately, you know, especially with our senior population, we don't want them taking, you know, these, you know,
the
oxycodone and those kinds mm-hmm. of things. I mean, you know, we're increasing our fall risk.
Yeah.
Addictive issues, constipation, other medical problems. So let's fix the pain problem that we're dealing with. I mean, again, with the whole spinal issue or neck issues or whatever it might be,
mm-hmm.
This is a great option for people.
Yeah.
So.
And when you're looking at those people that are on prescriptions too, you know, and it's, if you find it, I've talked to people about it, and it's just like, I just don't feel like myself,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't want to do anything, you know, and it's kind of a, you know, it's sad when you look at the, you know, when you look at those populations
yeah.
that are kind of, they're stuck and dependent upon that.
Right. In chronic pain.
That was the only option
mm-hmm.
for me, when that's not the case.
Right.
You know, I mean, this day and age with medicine, I mean, we've gotten so many developments to where things have become, you know, we have options.
Mm-hmm.
We have these options available, you know, they're doing, we do also, along with the medical wave, we do laser, which is a more subtle approach.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit more relaxed, but everything dealing with the laser is kind of along those same methods.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when we look at it, it's not going to be nearly as much to somebody who is as sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
So
what is the most common area of the body that you're utilizing these for?
I would primarily say lower back and
mm-hmm.
neck pain. You know,
yeah, lower back. Ugh. When I was pregnant, I mean, I had back pain for like a month.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, and I had never had any back pain before, and I had so much respect for people that have back issues, because it's like you can't get comfortable. There's no position. You're not bruised. You're not bleeding. You're not swollen. So people look, you look fine. And you're just, and it wears on you. It depletes your energy. It fatigues you. Like this, the back pain, I mean, I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that's something people would definitely want to take advantage of there.
No, definitely.
Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break, and I want to remind you, on either of these, the medical wave therapy or the deep tissue therapy, you can get your first treatment complimentary, and then they'll let you know some package options, and you can probably tell them too, like, depending on how good they feel after the first one, about how many you think they would need to have a good result. So that's something you guys will walk them through.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. So that, I mean, that's just amazing. So we definitely want to help people manage their pain and have a better quality of life. So we're going to take a short break and wrap things up with Brian from Physical Therapy and Balance Center right after this. Stay tuned.
Red Bluff Roundup is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, and wild pony riding, and more. Friday is brought to you by Food Max and Tri-Counties Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and at after party with live music. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank at Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music stars Morgan Wallen and Chris Lane.
I'm going up, down, take back home.
And Sunday is Haleakala and St. Elizabeth's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right of way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Redding community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Start saving money now. The Cool April Night Sale is here at Redding Kia.
Get 0% financing for 75 months on 2018 Kia Sorento, highest ranked midsize SUV in 2017, and 2018 Kia Forte, highest ranked compact car in 2017.
0% for 75 months. It's just like cash on 2018 Kia Sportage and 2018 Kia Optima. Try zero down on credit approval.
Get huge customer cashback deals on every new Kia and terrific offers on the 51 LPG 2018 Kia Niro, highest ranked small SUV in 2017.
Never pay for an oil change or tire rotation for as long as you own your new Kia. The Cool April Night Sale is here. You're invited.
0% financing for 75 months at $1,333 per thousand finance through KMF. Not all buyers will qualify. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving now.
Ends 4/30. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Start saving money now.
Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
So take a chance. So against all odds, we made a start. We got serious.
Welcome back to Generations Talk Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. So in the studio today, I've had Brian Garber, a PT technician with Physical Therapy and Balance Centers, and we've been talking about all of the amazing things they're doing in there. And I mean, I've been so impressed with, and by the way, they've only been open 2 years, so everything's brand new. And the treadmill that you guys have in there, like the pictures they're looking at, like they can, would you say they can go to any country they want or something?
Yeah, it's pretty much anywhere in the world. It's really neat, and you got to keep up with some, they have different programs, but walking, running, gait training. There's there's program specific. It's a really neat treadmill.
Yeah, yeah. And the cool thing about this treadmill is they have like a harness over it. So if you're not able to really do it safely yet, but they've identified the fact that this is something that would be useful to you, they'll start you off within the harness so that there is no fall risk doing that. And that's what we want to do for folks. So we've been talking a lot about balance and dizziness, and those tend to be a huge factor in falls. And one of the other things you said off air was
the vestibular.
Yeah. And vertigo. And so I've had, my daughter's had vertigo. My grandmother had vertigo. I've had a caregiver that has vertigo. And you really feel helpless when this happens. I mean, it is like most of the time you don't feel it coming on. Sometimes you won't even be sick when it happens. Not even like you have a flu.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of treatments do you guys do for vertigo?
For vertigo treatments, everything that he has to do an assessment. But usually it takes, we want to have people come there and bring someone with you, because if you have already vertigo, you shouldn't be driving
yeah,
at that point.
Yeah.
So definitely have someone bringing you down there to the facility. And then at that point, Dr. Dale will do an assessment and find out where it's coming from. It's a canal. So they look as far as the canals. And this, the crystals, so they'll float in and then the debris, and then it'll mess with your equilibrium.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's kind of the same facet too when you get spun around in a chair, almost like tinnitus, where you get that dizzy sensation and you walk up, but it's also in transitions too. People could go from laying down to sitting up and instantly it'll hit them, you know, and it's that, you know, and basically look as far as, he does an assessment to find out where, you know, which canal, and then we assess which canal it's coming from. And then it can either, from that point, usually after the first treatment, we've seen a lot of success to where people walk out of there and they feel really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be an ongoing thing. That's why we
make sure you have a driver.
Make sure you have a driver with you, because when you're dealing with balance and vision, anything dealing with the field of vision, it's definite, common practice to definitely be safe.
It's debilitating too. I mean, the thing with and vertigo, like it can last a day, it can last a week. So I think it's always good for people to know. And is that something generally they can get the insurance to cover?
Yes.
So what kinds of things does he do? Like what are the treatments? Are you like laying down? Are you standing up? Like what kinds of stuff does he do?
It's everything as far as how it established. But even when you're going to the grocery store, when you're looking up through the aisles and you're turning your head and then back and forth, people have that happen to them right in the middle of the grocery store just from looking around, or right when they get out of bed, for instance. You know, they stand up and then it's like they completely feel helpless.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're living on your own or if you have someone, it's always ideal. But if you're by yourself, that could be a very scary situation. So
what is he doing with them in there?
It's basically they go through different exercise and movement patterns, but they are tilts. We look at as far as correcting and combating the situation if it does occur. So different tilts, you know, as far as moving the head in different positions. That's
which is good, because like let's say that they have like a chronic situation where it comes and goes. So they're learning skills
exactly
to do what, okay, if I'm looking up and this happens, or maybe I move my head this way instead of this way. If it happens. Yeah.
No, definitely.
Yeah, because there are people that it is like a chronic thing for them.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and these are, you know, skills that are also used to combat, you know, to keep it, you know, pretty much to get back to where they need to
be,
in order to feel confident just even to get up. So.
Yeah. And I want to say again, if you have a loved one that wants to go in and get a free fall assessment over at Physical Therapy and Balance Center, you can give them a call at 605-4422, and Dr. Dale will block off like 15 minutes and go through this fall risk assessment that you can then take to your doctor and potentially have your either Medicare or health insurance cover the rehab therapy for them. And you guys, is it usually like a couple times a week that you recommend that they come in?
Yeah.
Is that kind of what you're doing? Yeah.
Usually, typically, like twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the situation, you know, especially people that have issues, you know, with getting up and walking. They want to get to that point. Yeah, we want to see them twice a week to where they can see those progressions and that we're monitoring them.
Are you giving them anything to be doing at home when they're not with you guys? So are they getting a little home plan
too?
Yes,
and that's very important too, because those home plan exercises, you know, that's what really helps out in the, you know, in the healing process. And then also, you know, also helping them with their gait and their balance mm-hmm. training too. That way they do have that confidence.
Yeah, because I think, and that stuff they can continue to do.
Mm-hmm.
If their prescription runs out, then they have something safe that you've put together for them based on their issues to continue to work on at home. Because lots of times families do ask me, you know, can you put together a plan for my mom? I don't feel comfortable doing that, but there needs to be something in place.
Yes, no,
yeah.
definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a plan of care, but we do everything through MetaBridge, so they do have an exercise program that they do take home with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it has pictures, and they can go to a video on MetaBridge itself. It's got it listed up there, and they can see a video. They can't remember, like, hey, how did he perform
that proper exercise.
Mm-hmm. How was that done? And they can always go to MetaBridge, and they can look at the video from there.
That's awesome.
Cool.
I mean, I've just been so impressed. I mean, I think this is, again, like, when my agency comes in and we see mobility issues, it generally, like, I'm working with these clients to help them get their independence back for their safety and for our safety. We don't want to have a client fall into us. Potentially my staff, we're not going to lift anybody off the ground. And, you know, we oftentimes can get in the middle of that inadvertently and hurt ourselves. So we want to see people have the most independence, especially getting in and out of cars, going to doctor visits. And is that something like, will you actually work with them in the parking lot, getting in and out of the car?
I've actually, yeah. We've gone to that extent.
Right. Because sometimes it is like, show me how you're doing it, right?
Yes.
Because that's really, I mean, and weather on the curbs and all of that, of course, you're putting them through some paces indoors, you know, with the curb stuff, but also to see how high or low the car is, what they're grabbing onto. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I've been so impressed. Thank you for joining me this morning.
No, thank you.
It's been awesome. I want to remind everybody that Physical Therapy and Balance Center is located at 2620 Larkspur. Their website is www.physical.com. It's FYZICAL.com/Reading. You can stop by and check it out anytime, but if you'd like some time put aside to talk with Dr. Dale and, again, do that fall assessment, they do recommend that you give him a call so they can schedule that in. He's kind of a one-man operation as far as that assessment part, so we want to be sure that he has time for you. Again, that number is 605-4422. And awesome. And if you want to follow me on Facebook for the show, it's Generations Talk Radio. And then I have all of my guests for the future lined up there. And any final thoughts from you? How's it been?
It's been awesome.
Is this your first radio show, right?
Yes,
it is. Well, you've been a good guest.
Thank you.
You've been a good guest. And we all in this industry, you know, we will help you with the fall occurs. But whatever we can do, and I know you guys have a heart for seniors, and, mm-hmm. and prevention is the key.
Yeah, and we just want to be a resource for our community mm-hmm. and an education center. You know, mm-hmm. if they have questions, you know, and it's you know, regarding their lifestyle and the way they're moving. Yeah, we want to hear it.
Yeah, and I will say, also I want to point out, we are having the Healthy Aging Fair through the Older Adult Policy Council, and that's going to be Friday, May 11th. In the mall from 9 to 1, and Physical Therapy and Balance Center will be there doing that fall assessment. So if you want to come by that day, we're going to have I think we have over 40 vendors coming right now to that event. And again, it's the Healthy Aging Fair through the Older Adult Policy Council, and I've been on that committee putting this together. And it's going to be from 9 to 1 right in front of JCPenney, and there'll be home care agencies, financial agencies, county nonprofit agencies, medical equipment, assisted living, rehab facilities, and then Physical Therapy and Balance Center will be there. And Dr. Dale is going to be doing that fall assessment. And there's also going to be Shining Care is doing like a memory screening. So we're going to have some free health screenings going on. So that would be a great way for people to learn more about you guys.
Awesome.
To show up to that event. So we appreciate that. And if you want to reach out to me at all, you can email me, Sharon@ReadingHomeHelpers.com. And the show is live here every Wednesday at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460. And I'm happy to comment on my Facebook, too. It's generationstalkradio.com or Instagram.
They're spelled different because they are different.
Oh, yeah. They're spelled different because they are different. FYZICAL, Therapy and Balance Centers. And you can visit them at physical.com, FYZICAL.com/Reading to learn more. And, again, if you want to see that amazing man, Peter, that was 95 mm-hmm. and all of his recovery through physical, you can go to YouTube and search Peter at Physical, FYZICAL, and view his amazing road to recovery. And again, you basically, it'll cheer you up if you even if you don't need it today.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So thank you for joining me, and we are here every Wednesday live at 9. And remember, do not regret growing older. It is a privilege denied to many. Have a great day.
And a program note that, of course, Laura Ingram will be on right after SRN News at the top of the hour. And, of course, Laura Ingram heard 9 to noon here on KCNR 1460. Thank you very much for listening.
Pull out of the shadows and find that.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.